Gemara is now focusing on the Braiser, the Tesefta. The Gemara says the Braiser of a Tinose be'echad b'Shabbos v'im hoya loitanas besulim hayimashkum lebeizdin. Shokedu chachamim al takonis b'nei Yisrael shi odom tereyach besudah shleisha yomim. Echad b'Shabbos, sheni b'Shabbos, ushlishi b'Shabbos. Ur bevii koinsa. Umisakono ve'elach. Nogu o'om lichnois b'shlishi. V'loimichu b'yodom chachamim. Misakono ve'elach. So then Klal Yisrael determined on their own to get married on the Tuesday. And Chazal did not intervene. They didn't say you're in violation of a din de Rabbanon. But on Monday they wouldn't allow. So Mishas HaKon of Eilach, right, Mishas Sakono Misakono Ve'elach. So we have to come back and focus in. Just like yesterday, we discussed what we can learn about Takonis Chazal. So from this line, there are issues that we can learn about what happens to Takonis Chazal Mishas Sakono. Mishas Sakono Ve'elach has ramifications for Hanukkah. Right, so the. We'll leave it off for right now because we want to focus on the Purim issues. But we should come back to discuss with Misakono Ve'elach, Nogu Om Lichnois Bashlishi, V'loy Michu V'yod Mechachomim, U'Besheni Lo Yichnois. V'imachma Sa'ones, but if it's because of Ones, then Mutter, then you can even get married on the Monday. U'Mafrishin Es Achoson Minakalo Lele Shabbos, Chila b'mneishu oise chabura. Right, and then that opens up another sugi, a few blats. Now let's go back to discuss the Braisa. Right, so the Braisa discussed getting married on Wednesday. That was till the Shas Sakana. Getting married on Sunday, never an option. Getting married on Tuesday was acceptable Mishas Sakon of Eilach. Getting married on Monday was only acceptable Mishas Ones. Mishas Ones. And getting married on a Friday, getting married on Shabbos was never a consideration because of Kinyan. Even Nisuin, right? Kiddushin is a Maisa Kinyan, but Nisuin is Chalois Kinyan, the Rishonim say. So because after Nisuin, someone's Chayavin, so then any Mitzia which she finds becomes the husband, so they're chalos kinyanim. So every day is right. Sunday was not an option. Monday was an option only after b'shas ha'ones. Tuesday b'shas ha'sakana. Wednesday koidem ha'sakana after Ezra's takana. Thursday is for almonis, and Friday has this din of ma'afrisha l'chosin v'kalu leli Shabbos. That's not really the din, but that alludes to the din. Good. So now the Gemara says, my sakona, right? What was the till sakona? We understood the braisa. My sakona, ilema the amri besula nisus leim ravi tihoreg. If there was some kind of, gezeras hamelach, that there was an Easter that the person would be put to death. So the Gemara says, all right, Sakana, all right, so get married. So then it says, then the rabbis are okay. And so the Gemara says, if you got married on Tuesday, getting married on Wednesday, then you possibly could get killed. So the Gemara doesn't say we would expect some kind of enthusiastic encouragement not to get married on Wednesday, right? We would expect that the rabbis would say, whoever wants to get married on Wednesday, we're moichem b'yada, right? But it doesn't say, it says, and when it was very, very dangerous, and a person may get killed to get married on Wednesday, so then the rabbi said, look, if you invite me for a Tuesday wedding, I'll come, right? And I won't be moichem. So it seems like a very limp encouragement of not putting oneself into a sakonas misa. So the Gemara says, ilema, if it's the amre besula anislam rabbi tihoreg, Nogu. Then you let Klal Yisrael figure it out. Aminag, Na'akre, Chazal should say, we are, our takana is no longer in place. All right, again, that's also a very important line that we'll have to come back to. Omer Rabba, so it could not be that it was mamash takana's misa. The amre besula nises b'yem raviti bo'el lehegmon t'chila. They said that there was a takana that the local governor had to be born every besula. So it was a strange takana, but such a vulgar takana, that the davka to wait to the day, the moment before the besula was going to be with her husband, he had to have be with the kala. Besula nisus liyem raviti, sorry, it's biyem raviti, besula nisus liyem raviti, bo legboin tchila. The Gemara says, "Hi sakana, that could not be what Chazal had in mind, because that was not called the sakana." Oinesu. The Gemara says, "Mishum de ikad senuois." The Gemara says, and therefore, since it's not a sakana, very also every line is a little difficult. Since it's not a sakana, so why should we? Why should the rabbis cave in? Rabbi gets an invitation to come to a wedding on Tuesday. Right, and the reason is, in the fine print it says, because of the Hegmon, right, they say, when they put the date, they say, B'yom Shlishi, right, and then they have some Rosh Hashanah that say, Mitam Gzeiras HaHegmon, right, Mem Gimel He. So everybody would know, why are they getting married on Tuesday? So the Gemara says, so when the rabbis are not coming, it's against the Konos Chazal. You're not going to die because of it. Right? The Gemara says that I onusu. No, and not only that, but she's an anusa. So as well. So it's like a very strange Gemara, right? Well, she only become an anusa. She only get married by a goy. Right? So then she get married up to keep the Kanas Chazal. All right, it's a tzoruch iyun. You have to understand what the Gemara is saying over here. But right now we want to laser in on this one nekudas. So the Gemara seems to say onusu. So the Gemara says, no, you should realize that in that kind of situation, the ikod sunuois, they'll be the girls who are very, very from, and they will say, we're not, under no circumstances, we will not allow ourselves to be subjected to the hegmon, the masra nafsha, nafshay liktola, and they'd rather get killed. V'osli de sakona, right? So now, what's the Gemara saying? Why didn't Chazal say it's okay if you get married on Tuesday? Because there were frum women who would not allow themselves to get raped by the hegmon, and then they end up dying. No. So then the rabbi says, all right, that sounds like a reasonable reason to get married on a Tuesday. The Gemara says, so one second, so why did the rabbis, again, it's a difficult Gemara, why did they say, okay, instead, well, I'll be Masada Kedushin on Tuesday? Why did the rabbis say, they should have said back, when they got the invitation that it's going to be a Tuesday wedding, they should have written back, they say, what's the problem? Don't you know the sugya that a woman who's an anusa, they go, is muteris their husband? So, Moses, you know, so why are we not getting married on Wednesday? So the Gemara says, yeah, but they're prutzais. The Iko prutzais. The Iko namikehenais. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there are prutzais who will willingly go to the hegmon, and they'll become asuras to their husbands. And there are women who are going to be getting married who are going to not real kehenos, not benois kuna, but they're going to be married to a koyein. There are an arusas to a koyein, and the din is that if she go that even. And a nusa legoy becomes a surah lekoyim. So, because of those two situations, Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, then we will not insist on getting married on Wednesday. The Gemara says, "V'liakri gzeira." What do you mean? The Chazal said "lemichu yadam." They should have said once again, because of a prutzis, because of the kenes, they should have said, "Let's not get married on Wednesday." Okay. So then the Gemara says that gzeira mina the battle of the kantar bana mekame gzeira leyakrina. Okay, so we'll have to come back and understand the thinking of Chazal over here. So now we're not focusing on these two sugyas over here. There's the sugya. The sugya is, how did Chazal negotiate sakana, oines? How did they deal with these situations? That's one sugya, tzerchi and godol, and we'll have to figure it out. But now, the underpinning of the sugya, we're looking at the assumptions that are made in the sugya. The assumptions that are made in the sugya are, number one, that a prutsa legoi is asura lebal, correct? Rashi, prutsa is to ime kilin lehu obde beratzain, v'nesorois al baleyen. They'll become asuris lebal, right? That's one assumption of this Gemara, right? What's the halacha? Halacha is Rachmana letzlan, a married woman in Eishes Ishes, bio with Rachman Otzlan, another Jew, a Jew was Baal Eishes Ish, so she's Asura Lebaal, Asura Leboyel, so she can no longer go back to her husband, and she's also Asura to the boyfriend. That's, they're both Asura. Right? So the Gemara says, Asura Lebaal, Asura Leboyel, Asura Truma. She's married to a Kohen, she can't have Truma anymore. She becomes a Zoyna Ledin. So the Gemara says that apparently the same is true for an Eishasi, she's an Eishasi, she's an Arusa, who has bia with a goy, right? And those are the prutzais. V'ikonamik einosh, and nesores al malein, afa oines, v'inu masu nafshei lemisa, deishas koin shenens asur labayla. And the halach is true for a zonah legabe koin, she's a zonah, an Eishasi, Shenev Elas Virotsin Lagoi is a Zaina, and even Nenas Lagoi is a Zaina Lagabi Koin. Good? So Gemara says, if that's the case, so Tosfos now raises the following question. Alright, so now we're going on to next assumption of the Gemara. One assumption of the Gemara is, not assumption, one halacha that the Gemara is premised on, one of the premises of the Gemara, is that just like a woman, an Eishes Ish, to a Shenivala al Yedei Yisrael, is also Leboyel Lebal, so an Eishes Ish, Hanivala Legoy, is also Leboyel Lebal, correct? And an Eishes Ish, Shenansa, Rachman al Zan, or maybe it was raped, no, then she's not a Sura Leboyel Lebal, Sai by a Jew, Sai by a Goy, correct? Good. Those are the premises of the Gemara. An Eishes Ish Asura Lebal, the Pesuk Ben Chumash. An Eishes Ish Lagoi, where is the Iser? So Lachari, you have to say one of several possible sources. Either that there is such a thing as an Eishes Ish Lagabeya Ben Noyach. Ben Noyach has also Ishes. Eishes Ish is also Noyach. Adultery is an Iser. One of the Shevets Ben Noyach is Eishes Ish. So even though our Ishes is different than their Ishes, but they have an Ishus Hoi Seris. So that goy, so the Eishes Ish Li Yisrael that was Nival to a goy, you could say that, you could suggest that just like there's an interruptus Ishus and there's a violation of Ishus in Shemzon and Oich, so that will apply to the Jewish situation as well. Or you could say that the Rishonim point out that a posuk in, I forget which Navi it is, a posuk in the Nevi'im that says that when a Jew has beer with a goy, it's ki'ilu, he's oivet abad azara. But what's the Easter of intermarriage? Isim to marriage is, the Gemara says, that a beer with a guy, so they have a posuk in Ves Chanan. Posuk in Ves Chanan is that Leisitin es, right, Leisitin in Ves Chanan, Vesmen Leisitin Levitcha, Ki Yosim Yimen Acharav. Right? So, posuk in Ves Chanan, but the Gemara says in Gemara, the Rishonim point out, that the Gemara equates beer with a guy to an Isim Avodah Zarah. But based on the pasuk, that the child will go over to Avodah Zarah. So it's kilu. It has an iser chomer ad ma'oid. Be would have be with a guy into marriage. An iser chomer ad ma'oid ad kinei kach that until recently, and even probably even to this day, if a person who marries out does not get Keri Yisrael, does not get buried with Jews. Person marries out certainly can't get any kind of communal distinction, and there were practices that when a Jew married out that the parents just did shiva, come back to Menu Gershom. It's not clear what happened. Menu Gershom had a child that was converted out, so it says Menu Gershom sat 14 days shiva. So it's not clear, there are different nuschos in the history books exactly what that meant. Did it mean that he sat Shiva for 14 days when he married out? 7 days Shiva and 7 days for the Neshama. Right? In other words, when a Jew dies, we sit Shiva because they're being misabel on the loss of a Jew. The Neshama goes to a... Shmei Morim, but when a Jew marries out, so then that's true for the neshama also. Or some say that it meant that when his son died, then he sat Shiva, an elongated Shiva. Because say I lost him twice. I lost him years ago when he married out, when he converted out, and I lost him now, and he's never coming back. The difference is chois. And because of that, there were different practices. If a person married out would the parents sit shiva or not? So that's not, I don't think, is practiced nowadays. But the idea that it's an iser chomer to the extent that it's akin to avodah zarah, so that's what the Rishonim point out. So Gemara says, so Tosva says v'lidre shluhuda oina shari v'mtoimar v'amrinan v'perek ben saru moirem. I'll call our virus Yarval Yarik Hutzmi Abidas Kechom Vigilish Vichas Damim. So Taisva says, what did Chazal say? What was the Kasha the Gemara had? The Gemara had a Kasha that if the Hegman comes and wants to rape this Ashes Ish, so we should tell her, get married on Wednesday. It means that he may end up being Manas you. All right. But Takanas Chazal, I should maybe get married. He'll be able to get married after, so the wedding. So it'll be a little bit later on Wednesday, maybe Wednesday night, maybe Thursday if it doesn't work out. But at the end of the day, she'll be get married. No, she'll be muteris. So Tosfos says she muteris. What do you mean muteris? She's supposed to be Yehorig Val Yavor, right? Why is it Yehorig Val Yavor? Why is it Yehorig Val Yavor? Be with a guy. So Tosus again is explaining, either because it's akin to Avodah Zarah, as we said before, be with the goy is like Avodah Zarah, or the Meiri explains because it's a Gili Arroyos and of Israel of a Gili Arroyos. Meiri says, Ish Halokim Bo. The Meiri writes in Sanhedrin that there is a Machlekes Rishonim as to how far do we take any of the Yehorig Val Yavor. Is it Yehorig Val Yavor alone, or even Abizrayu, the Yehorig Val Yavor? So Abizrayu means ancillary Averis, which are in the same Parsha. Similar Averis, in the same Parsha. So the Meiri says that that Gilead Roya is an Ashes Ish who has Bia with a Jew, so that's Avodah Zarah, so that's the Easter of... That's Gilead Roya is. So therefore, Yehorig Val Yavor. Right, because the Gemara compares it to Shvichas Damim, right? The three averis, that one has to, that we say about which we say Yehoring Ba'al Yavar. Shichus Domim, because my Chodes, the Domik Sumer, the Somik Dumadin Madidach, because why should another Jew be killed? Who's to say which Jews give their life? Then the Gemara says, and Gili Arroyas, because the Torah compares Gili Arroyas to Shvichus Damim. So Gemara says that, so Tosva says, why are we, again, we're focusing on this one Nakuda. The one Nakuda Chazal said we can still save our Takana of getting married on Wednesday. So we have a big kasha that we're not dealing with right now. Why would Chazal say our keeping our takana is a more important goal for Chazal than allowing a woman to become raped by the Hegman? That's a kasha we all have. So, but not for today. We'll have to deal with that still. All right, come back to that kasha. But right now we're looking at the premise of the Gemara. The premise of the Gemara was that Itake will be, she will be Muteres. So Rebbeinu Tam says, what? So what should be Muteres? She should be dead, not Muteres. She may be Muteres, but she's dead Muteres. Why? Because she's supposed to tell the guy, nothing doing. And then have been having Bia. So what's he going to do? Either he's going to have Bia, or the Gemara says that Tznuas won't let it happen. Why? Because the Tznuas will let themselves be killed. The Gemara says, but tell him it's Mutter. What do you tell him it's Mutter? Mutter what? It's Yehoreg Yavor. That's Rebbeinu Tam's kasha. So the Gemara had a premise, it's not Yehoreg Yavor. So Rebbeinu Tam says, yes. Why not? Because Bia's goy is not Bia. Right? Bia with a goy is not Bia. Why not? Because the Gemara says that the child of a goy is not the goy's child. The child of a goy is not a goy's child if the goy becomes Jewish. The Jewish child of a goy is not related to his goyish father. Right? In other words, the Gemara says that the two mitzriim, a non-Jewish child is related to his non-Jewish father, right? Because that's how, otherwise you wouldn't have any nationhood. So how do you know what a mitzri is? Because his father, how do you know what a maleki is? The father's a maleki. How do you know when the seven mitzvah, when the sheva amamin? The father. So obviously, when it comes to the paternity of a goy, so a goy, we do respect the paternity of a goy within halacha. But if a mitzri has bia with a Jew, and bia with a goy, a mitzri and a mitzvah, and during pregnancy, the mitzvah becomes Jewish, and the gerus is a good gerus for the in vitro or in utero child, the in utero child. So, who is the child's father? Gemara says, fatherless. And we know who the father is, right? Right? Who does the day school send the tuition bills to? Right? So the mitzvah will say, not me. The Gemara says, it's not my boy, right? So Gemara, even if we know for sure, the Gemara, it's not because of chashash snus. The Gemara says this mitzvah that became a geris tzedek, and this mitzvah that stayed a mitzvah, they were in prison together for whatever number of months you want, right? But more than nine. So we know that this child, we know who the father is. It's not a chashash snus. It's not a sofek. We know v'ados who the genetic father, who the material father is. Then the Gemara says, Zirma Susum Zirmosam, when Yechezkel was describing the, who's giving us a Musar, that Klal Yisrael should be compared to Zonos, because we were inconsistent, because we were not reliable and not dedicated to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So the Gemara, so the Yechezkel says, he's describing different aspects of the life of a zoyna, and says that, and part of the life of a zoyna is zirmas susim zirmosam, that the zera of that the zera of the non-Jewish suitor is like zir masusim. Zir masusim, zir masim. What was the point of that? The Gemara says, so the point of that, the musr was that it's cheap. Right? The musr is that the nus is cheap. That's the musr. That there's no real, that chibur and bia is supposed to be, b'yilu basar echad, it's supposed to be through Ava and through setting up a family, and zir masusim masam, that it's a vulgar and it's a of no significance at all. Right? It's a throwaway act. That's what Yechezkel is saying. Chazal say that the description of Zir Masusim Rosam has a place in Allah. It's not Mechadish Allah. He came from Mechadish and didn't from Yechezkel. But Chazal are explaining to us that it didn't. Deiraisa was revealed to us in this pasuk. What's the din Deiraisa? Kadosh Baruch Hu said that Afkare Zare the Oved Gechavim, that part of the cheapness of the act of Bia that Chazal ascribe when it's outside of the confines of Ishus is that we don't allow it to create paternity. So Gemara says, so Tosfos said, what's Pshat? We don't let it create paternity. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not a Maisa Bia. That's Pshat. Right? Umaisi Raya. The Parach Ben Sarah and Moira. Ha Esther Mahesi Abia. Vlei Parach Ha Esther Gili Arroyas Abia. Mashman Shmi Arroyas Loi Havei Mechaime. Umi Toyach Kach Rabbeinu Tam and Achirish. His Chirish was Ksuvas Gimel Med Beis teaches us Mutter. Right? Not Mutter, but it teaches us it's not Yerval Yavor. Hayitochein. How can it not be Abizrael de Erba? So the only way it could be Abizrael de Erba is to say it's not a Maisabia. How can it not be a Maisabia? It is a Maisabia. No, the Torah is not a Maisabia. Because the Torah says no yichus, no paternity. If there's no paternity, there's no Maisabia. I'm being a Raya. A Raya is that Esther was nailed for an Easter of Hesia. Could be any Easter. She wasn't nailed for Gilead Royas. So you see, it's not a Maisabia. And Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why they say Rabbeinu Tam was the powerhouse of the Baal Yad Tosfos, and based on this Mahalach, see, it was Matir, he had a situation, Rachmana Litzlan, if you look at the Shita, so you get the full story. The full story was that there was a Jewish woman, a Jewish guy, and they were married. And she went off the derech. She went way off the derech. And she ended up converting. And she ended up living with a non-Jew. And she ended up, and so the husband divorced his wife that went off the derech. All right, she became a grusha. And then her parents, as we say, had good kedavin, right? They davened well. Not only did she become a balas tshuva, but she slept along her non-Jewish boyfriend, and he became a ger tzedek, right? A Pesach Kron story, right? So the only thing is, the husband, we know what happened to him. He probably, maybe another wife, another family coming in. He's not interested. So, but she is interested in marrying this guy, right? In Mutter Rosser. So based on our premises, let's figure this out. She went off the derech, but she was still married, right? She's Jewish. So she's a Jewish woman married to a Jewish guy, and the guy, and she's be with a guy. What's that called? That's called Abizrav Degili Arroyas. That's called Osir Laboyel, Osir Labal. Right? That's called Achashverosh and Esther and Vakasha Avadati Avadati. Right? So she became a Baal Shuva. He became a Ger Tzedek. So that's good, but she's Osir Laboyel. Right? Benotam said no. Benotam said we can make this mamasha happily ever after story, they can get married. Right? Why? Because Bia's goy, he's not a Bia. So she, it never became a Surah Labal, Surah Labal. Okay. So when the Tam said mamish halachala maisa, achidish shmar sugya, adiyak, achidish, araya, and halachala maisa. Mamish a perfect shir, right? Comes on the Rivam and says, Rebbeinu Tam, two big kashas. Kasha number one is that Dav Chov Bav Meis, Mir Tashem, maybe we'll get there, June's man, July's man, August man, we'll see. But Mir Tashem Bav Meis, so the Adar's man, probably not. So there in Chov Bav Meis, we discuss, Isha Shenech B'sha, Beino Oiv Dike Chovim. So the Gemara discussed that we discussed a little bit about Shvuya. The Gemara says that we have to be Choshesh, that she had Bia with a Goy Birotzoin. And therefore is osur to her husband. Taisus and Chavom and Beis, the very, very bottom of Smal Taisus says, Ayin Dav Gimel Omid Beis, Masha Kazabtisham. So the Gemara says, do we have to be Choshesh, that she was Nivala Birotzoin, and therefore Asura Labayla? Kashmir Tam, how do you read the Gemara? What are we worried about? So she Nivala Birotzoin, to a Goy, Zirma Susum Zirma Osam. Raya number two, the pasuk on our minds, Kasher Avadati Avadati, it says Esther, as long as I was Nival Allah HaShveirish, the Gemara says Megillah, Yud Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, that she would spend a night with HaShveirish, and a night with Mordechai, who was backwards and forwards. Gemara says that why did Bixen and Seresh want to rebel against HaShveirish? Mara says because they were his, they had the night shift. And they said until Esther came on the scene, they got a good night's sleep. But when Esther came on the scene, so then, it couldn't be every night because she had to be with Mordechai also. But she was with Esther so often, he was hardly sleeping at night. He had to be service at night. They couldn't get a good night's sleep. So they wanted to kill Achashverosh a strange situation, but they couldn't sleep. I think it might be a Musar in there. Because the Gemara says that Haman, his successful gezer against the Jews because we were ashamed of HaMitzvahs. Because we were lethargic and dispassionate. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Geula come about because of Bigs and Meserish that were kept up all night. So I think there's a Musar over there that they kept all night because Achashverosh was up all night. So that's was part of the Musar. Part of the Musar of Klal Yisrael is that we would appreciate the Simcha, the Ano of our mitzvahs, so then we would not be ashamed in our mitzvahs. The Gemara says that kasher avadati avadati. So as long as Esther was nenas lagavi Achashverosh, she didn't want to be there, right? But Achashverosh was forcing her to come in. So she was not getting slept in every single, whatever, come every night, but with a very, very significant frequency. And she was getting slept in. She was a karkoilam ba'afol pikein. Achashverosh was bol. No, she was an anusa, right? But once Mordechai says Esther that you have to go into the king, and she says, but he hasn't called me for a while, so you see what's going on in Esther's mind. It's a huge change from being with Achashverosh almost several times a week and not getting called for a long period of time, right? And this is the Gemara explains to us that something they don't tell us in Shiva Ketana, that she wasn't just going into Shmuz with Achashverosh. That's not how she was going to be Matzliach for the Jewish people. Right, that's what the Rebbe used to point out, that when it says af in hoyu boi saneis, it doesn't just mean hoyu boi saneis. It means that it was the koiches of a woman that was able to win the nais, the gula for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, but then she says to her husband Mordechai that you understand what's going to happen now. If I go into Achashverosh, and if I'm the one who now invites Achashverosh after all of these years, where there wasn't a single time when I invited Achashverosh, every time I was being forced, and now I'm going to invite Achashverosh. Kasher avadati avadati. So that means that our marriage is over. We'll never be able to be together again. So Gemara says. So it says the Rivam. What do you mean kasher avadati avadati? Rav Tam would say no problem. How does Rav Tam learn in Rav Tam shul? Why did they say avarti avarti with the with the drop of the Eicha. What was the Eicha? What it means? So Tosfos, the Gemara says, the Shita says, that Rabbi Natan will say, Esther says to Mordechai, you know, that as long as I'm being stopped and I'm being forced and I'm a tzedekes, so, okay, you could live with the idea that your wife is living with a goy. But, you know, that once I have to seduce a Achashverosh, you're not going to have any interest in me anymore. That's what it means. That's a Shita says that pshat. That to be gol nefesh for you. You're going to live with a woman who was seduced Achashverosh. So that's Rabbi Natan learned pshat. So he also said it with the Nusach of Eicha. So the Gemara says, so those are the two big rayas that the Rivam bigs Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, I understand that you're stuck in our suya. V'lidrish lo da'inashari. What happened to Yorg Valiyavar, Mizrayo Derva? But you have two big rayas. The Raya of Chof Vavim Medbeis, that Nechpesha is a chashash, that maybe she was net and suburbed, so maybe she's Nivalobert Soina, and then she should be Asura to her husband, Sachagoi, and our Sugya, our Parsha, Esther, should be is Asura. Why? So Rivam says, so therefore we have to say, Afogav. So now Rivam says, but you have your Zir Masusim, Zir Masum Gemara. He says, no, Zir Masusim, Zir Masum, that's only Dinan Yichos. That's not, that the Bia is not a Bia. Hane, Mile, Le'inyan, the Ein Le'chayas, Vizari, Choshuv, Kizera, Be'ima. Aye, you'll tell me. The Rivash, sorry. The Rivam says, what will I do with Rabbeinu Tam's Raya? Kark Oilam, HaGemara Sanhedrin. Right? So again, so how do things line up over here? Legabe the Mekoros. Legabe the Mekor that Rabbeinu Tam has, the major Mekor that he has, to show us that Bias Goyis Eino Bia is our Sugya. So Rivam says, our Sugya is not a problem. Our Sugya is, the leadership doesn't mean we're going to tell him Oinus is Mutter. We're going to tell them, we'll teach them the halachas of Karka Olam. That when they go, when the Kala teachers teach the halachas of Taras Mishpacha, still have another job to teach them all the halachas, how to be a Karka Olam. Okay, so that'll be part of the shmooze, for the Kala shmooze. How to be a Karka. So then that's literally, so you get married on Wednesday. Hagman will come, you'll be Karka Olam, you'll be Mutter. Good. Ah, you'll tell me, you have another Raya from. That was the major ayah. Zir masusim zir masam. Zir masusim zir masam means that there's no, that the children are not don't belong to the father. It doesn't mean it's mutter. Maisa bis l'biya. Not mam shabis v'hema. Rabbeinu Tam says, then the Rivam says, my raya is kasher avarati avarati. Rabbeinu Tam will say, didn't mamish us or not? They could have stayed together, but pass it anymore. What about the din of nechbasha? I have to figure that out. How Rabbeinu Tam be mataritz? That's a Gemara in Chavav. Good. So in terms of Mekoros, each one will spar. Okay. Next, what is the basic machlekes between the Rivam and Utam and Halacha? What's the machlekes? How would you formulate the machlekes? No, go ahead. So the Mekor is Bia. Good. God, in other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that when Chazal said Zirmas Zusim Zirmosam, right? So the Rivam apparently says we can separate a Maisa Bia from Yachas, Chayas, right? Rivam says that the Gemara could say Afkarei Le Zare de Mitzri means exactly that. Chazal said that when there's a Maisa Bia, that the Torah said when it comes to establishing the identity of a child, so when it comes to a Jewish child, Jew, not Jew, paternity goes by either the mother that is moiled or the mother who gives the egg, usually it's the same one. So that is kiveya, the identity of the baby. When it comes to whether he's a Kohen Levi, or whether he's a Don, or whether he's Yisachar or Zvul, whatever he is, that's going to go after the... who the father is. All right, we can't really say more, because the father is going to be the genetic father, or the husband who's Baal Isha. Whether it's the Maisa Bia, it's going to be the same person. Good, we can't tell. Now, when it comes to a Goy, so who they marry amongst themselves. So again, the term is Koveya, genetic father, or is going to be the father. He'll determine, Amaleki, Mayovi, Amoini, go with the father. Good. Father, Maisabia, don't know, probably, hard to tell. I'll be right, maybe, I'm not sure. Whatever the thing's going to be, good. Now we have a difficult situation. Now we have a woman gives birth to a baby. Okay, so we know the baby's Jewish, right? But the father's not Jewish. So it's not a shaila of whether it's going to be, he's not, doesn't want the don, not Yisachar, not Zvulun, not Koyin, that's not shaykh of here, all right? What's shaykh of here is it considered to be the father, right? Lamashal, if he becomes a Ger Tzedek, and they end up, and she ends up, and he ends up dying without children, without Jewish children, without post-Gerus children. Is there a din of Yibam or not? So Gemara says, not connected, disconnected to the father. All right? So Yibam said, Zeres HaKosef? Afkir Elazare. Not considered to be. Whatever the din is, apparently, that I'm a Kohen because I come from Zera Kohen. I'm a Levi because I come from Zera Levi. I'm a Yisachar, Zera Yisachar. Right? Good? That's the Rambam's shot. From this whole parsha, you see that Zera, genetics, determines, that's the, when we say paternal determination, Zera. And the Gemara says, Chazal habagzeres hakosov, agiloi from Yechezkel, that legabe a non-Jew, we don't say that legabe a Jewish child who comes from the genetic material of a goy, we say Torah did not create any paternity over here. Right? Afkarei lezav. What does that mean? It means very, very little, very, very rarely. Right? Because we know he's not shaykh that he's going to be a what shape he's going to be, right? So what does it mean? It means that lu yitzuyah, there'll be a question of whether this father is a child who's saying no, just like he's not a Yisachar, a Don, a Zvul, he's not the father's son. Okay, the gabe, the din of Yibam, whatever halach is. Comes from Inutam is a chiddush. Comes from Inutam is chiddush. No, how would you say Inutam is chiddush? There wasn't a ma'isibiyah. What's pshat? How is he defining a ma'isibiyah? What's a ma'isibiyah? And biologically, it's a ma'isibiyah, correct? And then it's going to be a baby. So it was a ma'isibiyah, right? The ma'isibiyah is everything ma'isibiyah is supposed to do biologically. No. So what's pshat? What's he saying? No. Go ahead. So that, what does that mean again?
That it's considered his son legabe. Things like you said,
like, in other words, what's Unatam saying though?
That if you're Bia, and luckily it's not going to be the father,
yeah,
then it's not considered, the Bia is not a Maisa.
In other words, apparently, when Unatam learned Pshat, Lachari, this is Mukha we're going to say. When Unatam learned Pshat that paternal identity is through the Maisa Bia, not through the genetic material. And usually it's going to be the same thing. Right, just like L'moshel, just give me a L'moshel so you can wrap your minds around this. Just like when you have a baby who is an Eim Pundikot, what does that mean? When a baby is conceived by when the egg is from one mother,
surrogate
mother. Thanks. You have a surrogate mother, right? So the question halacha is, who's the mother? Is the mother the mother that carried the fetus from a zygote, who's that?
Fertilization.
Till till term? Is that the mother, or is the mother provided the egg? Who's the mother? Is one just providing material, but the mother is one who in whose stomach in whose uterus the baby moved from several cells to become the full baby, or is that she's the factory? She finished off, but the mother's one whose egg it is. Very big and undetermined shail in halacha to this day. We're still not sure. All right? So, but just like you have, and it's clearer for us to see it over here. Rabbeinu Tam was saying that the same question applies l'gabe the father. Is the father, it's harder to picture. Is the father the one who provided the zera? Or is the father the one who did the maisabiyya? So it doesn't line up perfectly. Others would get easy for us to put our minds about it. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, the Rivam is saying, Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand what you're saying, Bechlal. The father, follow the Zerah. Just like you follow the Zerah to find if he's Zachir Zvolin, follow the Zerah, you find the Goy, if it belongs to the father or not. Of course, the Maisabiyya is a Maisabiyya. Gilei Roy is a Maisabiyya. But Kashavati Avadati comes from the time of the Chiddush. The Talmud says the only way that Kadosh Baruch Hu could have said Zir Masus Mizr Masam is if Kadosh Baruch Hu said the real Kaveya for paternity is the Maisabiyya. So if the Torah says this is not his father, he couldn't have had the Maisabiyya. The only way the Torah could have said, you know, you become, you become. An Amaleki, if your mother had Maisabiyya with an Amaleki, if you are the product of a Maisabiyya with an Amaleki, if you're the product of Maisabiyya with a Kanaini, so then you're a Kanaini. And it's even possible now to say, according to Inutam, you know how you become a Yisachar? If you're the product of a Maisabiyya with a Yisacharnik. Not Zeri Yisachar. Right? And what we're saying is, in order for Inutam to be able to say that Zir Masusam Zir Masam, makes the Maisabiyya not an Maisabiyya, you have to say that whereas Rivam is saying, Rabbeinu Tam, you've taken two parshas, you've taken a beautiful Reb Chaim, two halachas, and you shove them together. The two halachas, one is paternity, one is chais, one is a Maisabiyya surah. And Rabbeinu Tam, he did the exact opposite. Two gevaldik halachas, a great distinction, a great chiluk, and you shove them to one parsha, it's not one parsha. How do you explain Rabbeinu Tam? It's a beautiful mahalach, Rabbeinu Tam. What I'm saying is that you know what creates the Yisachar? It's not the Zeri Yisachar. It's a Maisa Chibur with the Baal Yisachar, right? Rabbeinu Tam is saying, it's a beautiful Hezbir, Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying that you should understand, it's not the Zer, it's not just like we could well imagine that Poskim would say, I'm not sure how to paskin. We don't know. It's really an open question. But you could easily say, you know, the mother. The mother's the mother. Took care of the baby for 9 months. Got a little tipa srucha. And then that makes it the mother. The mother is the mother who, the uterus that brought the baby from a tipa srucha to full term. The mother who had the labor pains. Chavle leida. The mother who was nurturing this baby even before it became a baby. That's the mother, right? So Rabbeinu Tam is saying is, you know who the father is. The father is the one who was behind the mitzvah with his wife. The father is the one who had a maisabiyya b'chiva yaseva with his wife. B'chiva yaseva b'kedusha. He had beer with his wife in order to bring another child to the world. That's the father. Right? So if the Gemara says that this is not the father, it doesn't just mean the Zerah is the Zerah. Right? But you know what it means? It means that was not the Maisavi Aksuv Matera. That's not the Oinak. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoinak creates a child. It's a child, Chiba, Hava between husband and wife. If it was a cheap act of Znus, that doesn't create a relationship. It doesn't identify the child. That's what Benatam's Chiddush, based on our Sugya. Right? Comes the Ritva and says, the Rivam, this is that we totally misunderstood the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Comes the Ritva and the Shita says, No. That's not what Vinatam was saying. Vinatam was saying that, of course, when she was Niv'eles, to this guy, she had a ma'aseh bi'asura, and she can no longer go back to her husband. But it didn't make her asura leba'al. It's not a ma'aseh erva. It's not gili eroyos. When the Tam was saying, you think I shoved together parshas, I gave you a super brisk shear. I made a much bigger chiluk. We're trying to say it. Midva says it. You know what I was pointing out? Of course, I know the Gemara Kashem Avadati Avadati. I know that Esther could no longer go back to Mordechai. And I know the Gemara Chav Beis Amid Bey, Chav Avam Amid Beis. And I'm not going to say the Ritvos, I'm not going to give this terrors that the Shita gives that was a Dover Mos. No. The Ritvos says, in the Shita, another paragraph, Dibra Maschel V'Ibra, says, the Ritam is saying, is every sugya you learned is correct. You know, everything's correct. She is zir masul zir masam, but she's a surah labal. The lindrash lo tell him that the maise is a maise muteres. I'm not saying she can get married to her chosim, but it's not a maise, not worth giving up her life for. She doesn't need to give up her life. It's not gilei eroyos. Right? When the woman went into Achashverosh, but so she said correctly to Mordechai, we can never marry you. I'm also to you. I can go into Achashverosh. Going into Achashverosh, the time would say, it's not a problem of Gilead Royce. It may be a problem of doing an Aveira, being with a Goyva for Hesu, but it's not Gilead Royce. It's not Yergal Yavor. But I can't marry you afterward. I can't stay with you. Nechmashah, if she gets raped by a goy, she's taken and she lives with her outside, she's doing a maisa isur. It's like the Aroyas. But she can never go back to her husband. But Tam says every Gemorian is correct. But you have to understand there's a chiluk between the Asura, the boy of Zer Labal, Aishas Isha, Nival Alertsoina. A woman has an adulterous affair. Gemara says, Osir Labal. Also, leboyel v'asur truma, right? She cannot go back neither to the baal, not to the boyel. Benotam said that when his girl went off the derech and had bia with a goy, of course she can never go back to the husband. She's asur to the husband. But she's able to live with his goy. Why? Because it wasn't either erayis with the goy. There's a chiluk between the Isur Labal and Isur Laboyel. The Isur Labal, it's a Maise Isur which created an Isur Labal. But it's not Gilead Royais that creates an Isur Laboyel. The Gemalding, no? So everything fits in perfectly. Our Gemara, Lidrishul, that is Mutter, because it'll be Mutter to be with a Goy. She will not be able to marry the boy, her husband. But it's a mice. So again, we have to understand, having the same old kasha, what a chazal saying. Why is that an option? But that's pshat in the Gemara. Hezra Dovar, a fantastic chasam sefer. Hezra Dovar, he says, the Isur Labal is created by a mice of Gili Arroyos. This is not Gili Arroyos. Zirma Susan Zirmosa. It was a vulgar act. It doesn't even come to the bar of Gilead Royas. Be it with a goy, be it with another Jew, so that can be done in a, it's a violation, but it's, there's something to it. Be it with a goy is, it's not even, it's less than cheap. One is a cheap act of Hando. One is even less than that. But what's the Isur Laboyel? The Isur Laboyel is because it was a violation of their previous relationship. That's the Chasam Sofer says. Right? Why did she become a Surah Labal? She goes a Surah Labal. she comes, sorry, she comes asura le boyo because she never mice easier with a boyo. Why does she become asura to the baal? Because umoloi b'mal. Where do we learn? Chassam Sofer says the isur le boyo le baal from the parasha of Soita. Parasha of Soita, this woman, this husband's bringing the woman in because she thinks, he thinks, that she was unfaithful to him. And the Gemara says, unfaithful, she comes asura. Umoloi b'mal. That's why he's coming in. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Iser Leboyel is because of a Gilei Arayos with a guy's not Gilei Arayos. The Iser Lebal is because Umolo Bimal, because he was, the relation that they had was violated. That's true. To have Bia for an Arusa, to have Bia with a guy, it still violates the relationship. The kasher amanati avodati. Esther says, I'm not going to become osu d'Achashverosh. She had a boy with Achashverosh, she had Dayovish. I don't know which kufa was in. But if I go in birotzei d'Achashverosh, then it'll be a violation of our relationship. So I'll be osu to you. Right? If she is nensa al yedei goy, when she is taken captive, right, so she'll be doing a my Caesar, but it'll be a my Caesar if it's done by Rotsay. But she becomes a Surah Leboy. Why? Umola Bemal, because the moment she has to be Rotsay, she's violated in relation with her husband. That's the Chassam Sofer's Mahalachim in her time. So again, so Ma, what do we accomplish today? We accomplish today that there are three, there are the Machlekes Rivam Rabbeinu Tam. The Machlekes Rivam Rabbeinu Tam is Bia with a guy. Is Bia with a guy going to aser the wife? Bia with a guy birotzei. Is it going to aser the wife on the husband? Bia with an arusa. Right? Pshat. What is pshat in kasher avadati avadati? What's the pshat in the non-family edition of the Arsko? What's kasher avadati avadati? So is the pshat, as the Rivam would say, Pashtos, Bia with a goy birotzoin is oyser al bala. It's a mice of Gilei Arayos. It's the Yehoreg Val Yavar. Right? She'll say, so why isn't mutter for doing the Hashverish? We'll come back. Come back to discuss it. Right? But that's Pshat. According to Rivam, oyser and oyser al ba'ala, oyser lebor lebal. Vizir masusim zir mosam is a din in yichos and chayas. Chazal said, the Torah says, but he's not considered to be a father. A different kind of a din. All right? Comes from Enotam and says, no, that the bia with a goy birotzoin and a rusa with a goy birotzoin is different. Not the same ma'aseh b'ya, because zir masusim is masam. Two pshatim in a tam. One pshatim in a tam is the pashtus in a tam. The Rishonim argue what's pshatim in a tam is not a ma'aseh b'ya b'chlal. Hezber adavar is the ma'aseh b'ya which creates paternity, not the zera, not the genetic zera. A big chiddush. Halacha la'ma'aseh. Not halacha la'ma'aseh in a tam is das yochin. Second pshat is the Ibn Atam is saying, no. Rivam's right in everything except for one Nakuda. He's right that there's no chayas. He's right that the Maisav Bia is a Maisav Bia, Yiseris Laboyel, Yiseris Labal. But it's not a Maisav Bia, Yiseris Laboyel. It's not Gilei Arayos. It's a different kind of Iser. Lower level Iser. But it is a rejection, it is a violation of the relationship to her husband. It is a me'ilah against the husband. That me'ilah is asking her and her husband. So three halachas. Halacha number one, is it a ma'aseh bia with an arusa with a goy, birtsoina, is asura leboil because it's a ma'aseh me'ilah. It's a ma'aseh ha'asura, but it's not Gilei Arayos. And therefore, and Chazal tanas that then by saying that afkrei lezare, and the bia is a different kind of bia. Right? So those are two malachim.
How can we say that something that's going to aser her to her husband is not a reason to change the date.
Okay, that's a good question. So we have to after Purim, then we'll learn that part of the sugya.
The next part of the Gemara also talks about prutzos.
Yeah.
Kahanos, so that how that answer anything anyway. According to that model.
No, he's asking very well. He's asking, you see from the next line that Chazal would change the date if it was because she becomes Asura to her present husband. That's the Pshat. The Prutzais would become Asura because the Tverotzai, right? And the Kehenos would become Asuras because they're Kehenos. So you see that Chazal were willing to change. So if that's the case, how could the Ritva say Renotam's Pshat? Pshat Renotam is that she is Muteres to be with the Goy, and she will be Asuram to her husband, because it will be an action of Me'ilam. So I think, the Achreinim asked that Kasha. So I think in the Chasson Sofer asked that Kasha. So I think the Teretz is that, I want to look for sure, but I think Teretz is that in this case it's not a mice in the Iwa. However she does it, whether she does it because the goy is forcing, right? Or Chazal said this is the way to get married, but it's not a mice in the Iwa. This is what she got. She's being forced to do it right now. If she ends up going berot, so it's a mice in the Iwa. And the Kehenna becomes also even without a mice in the Iwa. But it's not a vibe, but if she's being forced into it, then it's not a violation of her relationship with her husband. So then she will not be a surah. In other words, bia birotzain with a guy will make her a surah labal. Right? But this bia, which will be because Chazal say this is time to get married, that's not, she's being pushed into this. So therefore, it's not a maisa me'ila. No, but she's still it's also it's like the Aroyas. Right? The question is that it's that Rabbeinu Tam's kasha is that it's Gili Aroyas or Yo Yavor. It's there, it's not Gili Aroyas. Alright? That still stands. Right? It's still awesome and like Gili Aroyas. It's not Yo Yavor. Right? That's there. Now will she become a Surah Labal? So Rabbeinu Tam would say in this case no. The Ritva would say even according to my Hezbollah, that Esther became Asa Chashverosh, this girl doesn't become Asa. So you can have a better kasha. You could say, Hayatachin, that this girl doesn't become Asa because, and Esther wanted to save Kali Yisrael. That's the true of Vinny and Yaakov. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Maybe we'll get to it. I want to do Kakoyla, and we'll see.